The Daytona Beach News Journal first reported BCU President Edison Jackson's resignation as an announcement from the school's board chairman. Jackson served fewer than 2 years, and in that time, he drew sharp criticism for driving the school into mounting debt over new dorms and for welcoming Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to speak at commencement back in May. That's after she'd made a controversial comment about how historically black colleges came to be. BCU alumnus Terrence Cribbs Laurent started a petition calling on Edison to resign.
His job as president in the 2 years that he was given were to take the university forward, and that isn't what happened.
Edison was first appointed as interim president. I'm Renata Sago in Orlando.